we have a pen?
Yeah, there's a pen that's supposed to go with it.
Oh, it's probably in my bag.
Oh,
that's good, I gotta learn how to.
Well, I think it's.
No, I don't, I don't have.
Is it in there?
I haven't learned how to get the thing so I can see it.
It's in the bag.
It's in the bag?
Yeah.
I don't know, nobody's given me mine yet, seems that everybody else is theirs, but.
Do you want mine?
No. No.
We don't know your name.
I'll get even at some point.
Your last name is so far down the alphabet.
I know, yeah, I'll get even.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioner Jones.
Present.
Commissioner Carney.
Here.
Chairman Chad.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
I'll move to waive the reading of the minutes.
Second.
Second, any discussion, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Approval of the minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes as amended for the meeting on December 27th, 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second, any discussion, all those in favor, aye. Opposed, motion carried.
Reports. Secretary, no report. Legal, no report. Fiscal, no report. Operations, RFP, waterline replacement projects, 2019-2020, Rustall.
Commissioners, we are looking to start our capital improvements on our distribution mains. Starting this year, we'll have design of the improvements this year, construction next year. So we have an RFP out to hire consultants to do that work for us. There are six contracts altogether that will be require design and then construction later on. Again, as I said, next year. So we have a RFP put together. It's standard to what we've been doing, and a list of consultants that will receive that. And looking to move that forward. The project, again, I had mentioned there's six projects. Those are spread pretty much throughout our service area. They focus on some pipe that has been aged and has poor hydraulic quality, others that have leak history, and others that are pose a risk. Basically, they have a higher impact on a larger number of people should they fail. So it's kind of the standard approach that we've been taking, looking at priorities and raising those priorities up to be able to get water mains replaced. So that's what that RFP is about.
There's six different, one of them is a transmission line?
One of them is a transmission main. We have, it has a transmission main in it. Actually, the projects have a number of little sections within that, so each project addresses a number of different areas except for one of them. We've got two large transmission main projects right now that are multiple year projects, so I wanted to make sure we get those under, you know, designed, completed, approved, and constructed before we tackle anything large like that. So this year we're looking at one transmission piece, as well as recognizing we got two that we still need to get in the ground yet. So, that being the 36.
Okay. Russ, is this RFP subject to the apprentice requirements?
Glad you asked that, Commissioner. Yes, it is. That has both the apprentice requirements in it as well as the sexual harassment.
I didn't see the apprentice, but I saw them.
Yep, they should both be in there. They are both subject to that, absolutely. So those are included in any and all RFPs going forward.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's all I have. Yes.
Declaration of emergency, Robert Lichtenthal.
Commissioners, you have another copy in the packet of a memo from and documentation from near the end of December. This is to memorialize, per our purchasing policies, about referring emergency purchases to the commissioners. As you're aware, as you were personally contacted individually on December 21st, it came to our attention that a lab we were using had failed for the second time to complete needed, necessary water quality testing in a timely and appropriate manner. and we needed to acquire the services of a lab quickly to analyze samples so that we met reporting requirements under the Safe Drinking Water Act and requirements of our state and county regulators. So again, this is just to memorialize, as our purchasing guidelines state, that any emergency declaration, any emergency purchase is referred to the commissioners for their knowledge and that it's memorialized.
Bob, we just happened to be past December 31st, but it was my understanding we needed to get those samples done by the end of the year.
They were done. In fact, let me bring you an update because I received an email yesterday. All the test results came back appropriately, and we are in compliance.
Have we had problems with this vendor before?
It appears that the problems are growing. In fact, I've had discussions with both John McGavro and Sabrina and Lori Molina in purchasing regarding this particular vendor. And we are running into problems that we are trying to address now from a purchasing standpoint. At some point, it may well come to commissioners in the fact that if a, depending on how these are bid and the pricing is received, that a determination of a non-responsible or non-responsive bidder may come to this firm because of repeated issues.
Obviously, we can cancel the contract with them. So
correct.
Why wouldn't we be looking to do an RFP for somebody else?
That's what's underway right now, to this, change the vendor.
I'm sorry. This wouldn't be a professional service contract?
Well, it is to a degree because they are just providing a service. They're not going out and getting the samples. We're responsible. This vendor is actually down in the downstate, just north of New York City. So as is, we collect the samples. We have to pack them in ice. We have to have them shipped. And that's becoming an issue. We've had at other times other labs which are more proximate, but the price has been higher. And in the factor of dealing with the lowest bidder concept. But we're trying to work around that because we cannot condone this type of performance.
Yeah, please get back to us on it. I think we ought to take a hard look at that one. Timeliness and accuracy, we need to make.
Right, and when that comes up, that it's not, we'll report it that, you know, we're going to need a determination board and legal that non-responsive. Thank you.
Thanks.
Human Resources, no report. Audit Committee, no report. Governance Committee, no report. Finance Committee, no report. Ethics Board, no report. Communication.
Secretary, just as a note, we formed an independent ethics board. Does anybody know if they've scheduled a meeting or?
We got to the stage, if I can interrupt here, I think only at the governance committee because we were dealing with wrapping that up. I don't think it's come back to the board yet. So we got to put it on the, maybe we can get that back in the next meeting, which is scheduled for our next meeting here, to get the governance committee together, but maybe we'll see if we can get that to the board itself.
Well, if you recall, the authority's attorney was one of those on that committee. And I'm wondering, and I've expressed this to some of our attorneys just the other day, whether or not the other two members have ever been notified they've been appointed, officially notified. Because there are timelines that trigger how long it is before they have to, if in fact they have to, file ethics disclosure forms as well.
Well, they haven't been appointed yet, as I understand it, because we haven't taken the final action. But I know that on the one that I had proposed, I had spoken to them about we would do a follow-up. And obviously, I haven't told Mr. Wolf we finally acted,
right.
And I don't know if.
But they should, once we get to that point, they should have an official notice saying, okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well,
I think we have to expedite that. It's something we started 6 months ago,
I think it's kind of hung up in the overall review of our ethics policies and
workplace. Well, but I think on that one, Ms. Murphy expressed a concern that she didn't think she, as the Authority's attorney should be a member on that group. But, so we might, I might put pressure on us to find someone else.
Find someone else, or if she's uncomfortable, we could use a different member of the legal staff.
Might be a way to solve that. See, Mr. Minio, the back of my dissolution.
Mr. Minio has 13 years' experience chairing the county ethics.
That might be very helpful.
Yes. So I'm just, I want to bring that back to the attention of the board, that I want to move forward on that.
We'll work on that for the next meeting.
And we'll need to cover that both at the governance level and then at the board level. So we'll have to deal with it, make sure we catch both.
Communication and bills. Item one, creation and or amendment of master purchase orders.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item two, master purchase order releases, purchase orders, and purchase order amendments.
I'll move to approve item two.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Anybody in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried.
Item three, Roy Chafee retirement letter.
Move to receive and accept.
We need a motion. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
With thanks and congratulations.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Item four, Mark Elbow retirement letter.
Move to receive and accept.
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Again, with thanks, I mean, it's nice to see folks who spend some serious time with the authority helping us get the right things done, the water delivered, and then having retired myself, it's nice to be retired. Okay, it's time in our agenda where if there is anyone present from our ratepayers or otherwise who wish to speak to the board, you can identify yourself and speak now. Seeing no one, we'll move on.
Unfinished business, there is none. New business, item five, authorization to advertise for bids for contract number CH-010, water system improvements, Town of Cheektowaga, project number 2018-00075.
I'll move to approve item five.
Second.
Any discussion? I just want to note that the approval here is subject to review further by council, make sure the contract forms have everything required. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Item six, authorization to advertise for bids for contract number GP-007, water system improvements, Village of Depew and Town of West Seneca, project number 2018-00080.
I move to approve item six.
Second.
Any discussion? Again, this is, as with the immediate preceding item, subject to further review by the legal staff to make sure that all contract forms are up to date for purposes of the RFP. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Just note, on the blue sheet of both of these last two, it looks as though Margaret has Ms. Murphy has put in the remarks, subject to any revisions to standard contract forms. So I guess, you know, not to belabor, you know, Mr. Jones's points, is legal looking at these, is legal signing these before the contracts are finalized or after?
This is just going out the bid, isn't it?
I know, but what I'm suggesting to you is I don't know why the remarks should be I approve so long as they're subject to all revisions. Why wouldn't they be signed off on after all the revisions are in?
I think this is due to those two year-end changes, the sexual harassment requirement, make sure it's included, and the apprenticeship proof policy, make sure it's in the documents that go out.
I understand that. But what I'm suggesting is when you sign off on it, I assume that you've already looked at the RFP and it's in there. So I don't understand why we would have a note on the bottom to say, let's make sure the new revisions are in there. or am I?
I'm not really sure why that note is there.
Yeah, that's.
I don't have any discussion about it, but everything should be in there.
I mean, once you sign off, you're telling us you reviewed it and it's perfect. So I don't know why we'd have a note at the bottom that says subject to revisions.
Belts and suspenders.
All right.
It might have been I'm not sure that the entire contract has been reviewed at the time that we go out to bid. The RFP, the bid docs, all that's been reviewed.
I get it, but all we're approving now is the RFP. We're not approving the contract. We're approving
the RFP. Right, we're going out to, right, I think she's just trying to say, you know, that subject to any revisions that we might have in the contract, let's go out to bid with these docs. Speculating a little bit, but that's kind of the conversations that we've. I know what she sees when she gets it. She may not have all the boilerplate at that point.
Yeah, I'm told that's what it is. The blue sheet was signed prior to all the documents being in there. Barbara probably made that note because she wanted to make sure those documents were in there. You know, the deadline is the Wednesday prior to a meeting at noon. Sometimes she gets things not totally together, signs off on them, and that's her way to...
Let me also suggest that that's how things can slip by. That's how things get missed. So my understanding would be that when everybody signs off on this blue sheet, you have looked at the entire document, and you are telling us, and we're relying on that, that it is completely compliant. So I'm going to suggest that in the future, get it done before, make sure it's complete, because I'm not taking it subject to, we're going to pass these two, but going forward, I'm not taking it subject to, please note, you know, something should be here. No. If it's not there, that's why you're reviewing it. So I don't know why you would sign off on something that's not there.
Commissioner, let me just ask, Russ, is this something you get up to legal? You send the contract packet to them, okay?
Not to put more pressure
on you, but that might be, you know.
And I'm not sure why that comment, because I know at the end here we were trying to get there's two other issues with the harassment and the apprenticeship, make sure those are in there. Those are in these documents as well, so I would think everything is as complete as it can be.
Looks like they're there.
Yeah.
All right.
So, but
the timeline for getting stuff prepared prior to board meetings is often a pressure point, but let's try to get it all of the paperwork to legal, so when they sign off, they've got it all. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Item 7, award of contract to Candy Company, Inc. for large services contract February 1, 2019 through January 31st, 2021. Project number 2019-00005, $2,563,925.
I move to approve item 7.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 8, authorization to amend the Erie County Water Authority's annual O&M budget for fiscal year 2018.
I move to approve item 8.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
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 Motion carried.
Item 9, authorization to amend policy number 85, rules and regulations of the Erie County Water Authority's employee policies and procedures manual.
I'll move to approve item 9.
Second.
Any discussion? I do have another repeat of my point with all due deference to the one staff member who will be affected by this proposed policy changes. Again, I do not think his job is to be a guard of all of us and make sure we're all safe. And I do not subscribe to the notion that just adding a gun because we have somebody who's competent, skilled, and knows what they're doing is necessarily a good idea as a policy. And I think that sort of thing should be addressed in a broader policy if we do it in terms of security, not just in this one instance. So I'm going to oppose it, but any further discussion?
And I may be old-fashioned, but I think our security officer ought to have all the tools that are, that we can make available to him to do his job.
I said at the last meeting, I think we're beyond the time where you give a guy a baton and a whistle, and you know, blows the whistle because there's something bad happened. We need to arm, just like we arm police officers, just like we arm TSA agents, just like we arm everybody else that we charge with keeping us safe. So I said it last time. Security is something I'm going to bring up quite often in 2019. So I'm all for it.
You bet. I should note that we're not in London. This is Buffalo. But with that, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion carried.
Item 10, service connections work order list.
I'll move to approve item 10.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Adjournment.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. I'm going to definitely learn how to do that.
It's 9:50. There's the odds I can get.
I just called him again.
Maybe it does.
It comes like that.
Yeah.